A group of Petersburg second graders are sitting in a circle, and inside the circle is a round metal tub. It's filled with water and thousands of tiny, colorful specks.
This is all plastic that I picked up off the beach when I was in Hawaii.
What?
You almost have to see it to believe it. Before her plastics haul in the tropics, Oregon-based artist Elizabeth Roberts spent 5 weeks as a volunteer cleaning up marine debris on Tagedik, a small island near Kodiak. Her group collected 80,000 pounds of trash. Some of that is in a box, which she dumps out onto the floor. The kids immediately start sifting through the pile of trash and recognize several items.
And what was, I thought, going to be this really fun summer adventure pretty much turned into a life-changing experience because I was picking up things that I recognized and that I used in my daily life.
That was 6 years ago. Since then, Roberts has done other cleanup projects and has been making art out of the trash. It's a global problem and a human-made one.
Now look at this. Saran wrap clings like magic.
Since the 1950s, plastics have been a part of daily life. It's cheap to produce and easy to sculpt. Industry was quick to embrace this wonder material. American consumers were sold on its utility. Industry groups continue to promote plastics with the initiative Plastics Make It Possible.
No one wants to eat that same old lunch every day, and that's why I love plastics. Plastics help me be fun and creative in the kitchen.
But there's another side.
Scientists who made this discovery suspect that microplastic could be floating everywhere.
More than 8 million metric tons of plastic enters the ocean every year. At least 5 enormous plastic islands have formed. In the Pacific, one bigger than Texas is floating between Hawaii and California.
As an artist, using that medium is a really powerful way to reach people because it doesn't matter what language you speak. We can all look at art and really understand the meaning of it.
These grade schoolers get it. The students are making their own art out of plastic. They're at tables cutting and assembling pieces into large fish. Heidi Brantois is making a blue and white flying fish.
I think it is very good because we are reusing plastic that would have just been thrown away.
After students cut out their pieces, Roberts drills holes to connect them by wires.
Do you know what color wire you'd like to attach it with?
Blue.
Blue? Yeah.
Okay. Plastics are cheap up front, but have an ecological cost that's harder to calculate. 11-year-old Sebastian Contreras understands this.
It's endangering species of animals in the water because they eat the plastic, and after they eat the plastic, we fish for the fish, and we eat the fish, and then it goes into our bellies.
Another fifth grader, Sophie Tetro, digs through a box of bottle tops to find eyes for her fish. She says she understands why plastics are popular.
It helps their everyday lives be easier, but it's not good for the environment.
Natalie Bertagnoli agrees.
It can make cool stuff, but it's really bad when it gets into the ocean. And there's a lot of it that fish can eat and they can die and all sorts of things, like birds can die.
Roberts is working with every class at the grade school for a few weeks.
Everybody sit on the floor so you can all see.
One person's trash is another person's treasure. That may be cliche, but it's Roberts' approach to changing people's perceptions. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.